With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 251 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it's Rel. What's good, people? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just concluded my regional tour for the month of October. So looking forward to just finally just keeping it local for the next couple of weeks before the holidays. But I feel good. I mean, another week, another vacation. So now I'm back at work and earning this money. Chilling now. Had a real nice weekend, nice wedding. Got to see an old friend of ours. I haven't seen in a couple years, so I'm good, man. I'm good. That's what's just chilling. Up. How about yourself?
That's what's up. Same, man. I mean, you know, fun employment winding down.
Milk it.
Trying to milk it as much as I possibly can.
While you have the bandwidth, milk it.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Shit, 2 weeks went by fast. So
yes, just, they did.
Went by so fast. So just trying to still enjoy that, but still trying to like mentally ramp up my mind a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like just get prepared for that. Just about to be a life change. So that's really it, man. Just been chilling, man. Weather's changing, so I've just been
taking it easy. Yeah, my vacation started with me seeing all of y'all on Saturday. Weather changing. I ain't gonna be active much. I'm chilling. I'm looking forward to this weather change. I'm gonna just be looking at getting books out the library again and looking at these NBA NFL schedules. And I'm just chilling. I'm getting too old.
I literally plan my life now around NBA schedules now. I'm all right. If it wasn't for our friend's housewoman, I'd been perfectly fine on my couch.
Like, oh, that's a fact. That's a fact.
I was very comfortable. That got out of hand really quickly, but I was very comfortable for it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. But nah, man. Yeah, man, we getting old shit. Older.
Yeah,
We get older, though.
Yeah, I feel it in my bones. We getting old.
Yeah, taking a toll on me.
Yeah, even Bron sitting games, it catches up to all of us.
And that man is peak physical shape.
Yeah, that is Iron Man. So when you see that, it's like, look,
we got to sit it out.
Yeah, yeah. He's been quiet for a couple weeks. That's just what it is now.
Yeah. I honestly forgot the holidays were coming up that quickly though. Like I was talking to my mom, and she was like, "What are you doing for Thanksgiving?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'll figure it out soon." And she was like that's gonna be like 3-4 weeks away from now. Right? I didn't know what you're doing.
Little
and I was like, holy. Yeah, she's like, you're gonna start your new job. You're not gonna be thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you are right. I won't be. So gotta figure that stuff out like ASAP.
Yeah, it's already a little under a month. Daylight savings is about to what start? I don't even know. The bad one though.
I mean, I feel like it already started, bro. It gets dark like 6 o'clock now.
Well, when it starts at 5, it's gonna hurt a little bit more.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's
that chilly weather. Yeah.
When it's frigid and you look outside and it's just dark.
wind howling, 4:30, pitch black.
Oh, I got, I forgot that's, about that.
You should do something to your
that's
spirit.
That's a depressing weather. Oh, hell my yeah. God, that shit is defeating. I forgot right. about that weather. You just look yeah. outside. Oh, yeah. That is defeating.
It's going to be a different oh. feeling. Being at work and watching it get dark, I ain't had that in a while.
Yeah. Like actually being in the office. You mean,
office,
right?
Yeah. As a, yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts. I was honestly, I was talking to my girl. I was talking about something I did in Charlotte. I completely forgot. But I thought I did it in 2021. I did that shit in 2020. Like these past 2 years are just like a fucking like merge. Damn,
bro.
Like, I was like, nah, I remember we did this. In- He was like, that was 2020, sir. I didn't even know you then. Oh.
Oh.
Ooh. My bad. Hey, so but no, but like it genuinely felt like it just happened.
Yeah.
I thought it was something that happened in like April 2020, but I thought it was like April 2021 that it happened to me. Nah, that was over a year and a half ago. Like 2020 and 2021 just feel like just merged into one.
They do. It's they like really
hard
do.
To like keep they track really of it, do. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what are we going to do? I mean, granted, we had what? We're in our third NBA season in these 2 years.
God damn. Yeah. I think, yeah, we just like literally passed when the Lakers actually won. It just like was a year, like last week or
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Lakers won the Emmy a little yeah. over a year ago.
You can't make this stuff up. Like,
I know. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they yeah, just so won. Like, the Bucks just won. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's a merge. These 2 years just feel like one long year. Like, it's like so many things I forgot. Like, or, you know, it's just nuts.
Yeah, bro. It mm-hmm. really is.
Mm. But like, even yeah. like my job I'm going to, like, they're like, no one's going into the office really, like, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, yeah, top of the year, we expect everyone to come back to the office. And I'm like, that's going to be an adjustment. Like, back to, like, 100%, like, normal, quotes.
What, full-time or optional?
Yeah, full-time. Nah, Delta going to pass by. Get you your boost and get in here.
I don't get it.
This is going to be an adjustment. That's going to be an adjustment. Yeah. You're up for startup, Kevin. You have to worry about these problems.
Yeah, they just said that.
They just yeah. reiterated it?
We had like a town hall. It was like, yeah, no, we're going to keep the same mentality. Just
keep that same energy?
We trust our workers, what you, they told me.
What you do, Kev?
Woo! Woo! Fam. That's why I don't like, I'm not going to, I hate when people are like, you know, what do you prefer? I just got asked that again this past weekend. I'm like, if I had to pick one, I guess working from home, but I don't want either of the extremes. Like,
yeah,
working from home in a pandemic, the room became like a prison, but I don't want to go in the office 5 days a week, like 2 to 3. But even that, and that's my point, even that I don't want to do on a weekly basis. Like last week, I was like, I don't want to do nothing. I didn't have to.
Yeah.
I like that option. Just, but yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah. I think there shouldn't be like, I think there should be like, you know, like 2 or 3, but like there shouldn't be an expectation. Like, I don't want to have, like, set days that, yeah, Jarrell's going to be here every Tuesday.
Yeah, you know? I agree. So,
we'll see. Yeah. I'm sure I'll get used to it also. Because depending on how busy I am, like, it is kind of easier to, like, work in the office sometimes because you, like, need to, like, interface with certain people. And it's easy sometimes to just, like, go knock on their door versus, like, emailing them and waiting for them to respond. But this is also new energy, Jarrell talking. I'm sure 6 months in, I'll be complaining.
Nah, yeah, I was one of these prior weeks when I was out the office. I went back in on a Tuesday. My fiance is usually home on Tuesday, so I went into the office so I could like really catch up and be mm-hmm. in the office setting and be productive. Starting work this week, she isn't home on Wednesday, so I'm like, I have the entire office. This just works for mm-hmm. me for this week, so it's. It really just varies. I don't, you know, it just changes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean, but if you can be just as productive and do the same amount of work, then
yeah,
what does it really matter if the job's getting done?
Right. So crazy thoughts. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who are we?
Yep. Niggas be minute 50. And yeah, bro, about that other. You wouldn't believe. Yeah, it's like, it is what it
oh,
is.
Oh, man. But,
could be worse.
It, oh.
Could oh, be my own boy.
I ain't using no names. You know what I mean? Could always be worse. Could be on a break. Could be on the break. But nah, it could be worse, period. So about the passion. Let's change subject.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who's struggling. What's going on with him?
Yeah, bro. 3 points is shocking. 3 points
against
is
the Titans.
Against the Titans, yeah. You got shellacked against the Titans. Are you ready to say no playoffs? Have you gotten there?
Nah, but I'm like on like a wild card, you know.
Yeah,
they playoffs have to, and might lose the wild card game, honestly.
Yeah, if they like improbably won out, they'd finish 13-4, and we know that's not going to happen.
Dang,
so it's like, yeah,
I'm thinking more like a 10-7,
yeah,
11-6 at best.
They lucky that extra team got added.
Yeah, and they might lose like the wild card game. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I still think they're gonna rally and make the playoffs, but the real question of the Super Bowl, I just can't see it now. Mm-hmm. Something would have to fundamentally change. Because I can see the offense getting back on track, but if you constantly having to carry the defense as a result, it's like, come on.
Yeah, they just don't. It just don't look good. Like, I don't know. The defense looks abysmal. And I don't want to give Patrick Mahomes, like, as if I'm taking any of the blame off him on offense, but mm-hmm. their offensive line looks abysmal. But then he's like trying to overcompensate because he's like running all over the place and he's just throwing the ball anyway.
Yeah.
Like that's why I can't defend him. It's like, all right, cool, I understand if like your O-line is trash and you're running around trying to make plays, but you just like every game is like one interception where I'm just like, yo, what are you doing? Like
very uncharacteristic.
Very uncharacteristic. Like as if like he, remember if Jameis needed LASIK?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. But like that's what I feel. Like,
yeah.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, he already had 18-9 touchdown to interception ratio for the season.
I mean, which isn't like terrible, but for him, that's terrible.
That yeah, through seven games, yes.
Oh, through seven games. Oh, I forgot we're only 7 games in. Jesus.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God knows what he finished the season with.
I think he's tied for the league lead right now with Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
he's tied with a rookie for interceptions. It's not a good look, fam.
Yeah, and you look at this defense like, oh, man. 29 points, 35 points. No, sorry. 29 points, 36 points, 30 points, 30 points, 38. They were good against Washington. They only gave up 13. But then last week, 27. I mean,
that was Taylor Heineke, fam.
I know. And that's one game out of the seven. Yeah.
Everything.
Oof.
They can't stop nothing.
Well, they got us. So they got us next. So they definitely about to right the ship.
I wonder if Shepard about to play. I mean, the Giants are like, we're bad, but we're not bad. We're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
For like 2.5 quarters, and then we just like, all right, cool. Like,
yeah,
you got it. I don't see them like, honestly, I really don't see them like blowing us out.
No, yeah. When I just think they'll win. I don't think they'll blow us out
either. Yeah.
I think they'll win. If they don't win, then everything I said about the playoffs, just shut it down.
Nah, if they don't beat the Giants, like then they got some real problems.
Yeah. Because then they got Green Bay.
Y'all lose to the Giants?
Yeah. That's not a schedule after. It's not looking. They got Green Bay and Dallas. The Chargers again.
I will also say that they have one of the toughest schedules in the NFL. Because they started off, who did they play week one?
Cleveland. And then Baltimore. Then they play the Ravens.
The Chargers. Yeah, it's not a tough schedule.
They have a really tough schedule. They and then you Cleveland, play the Giants, Baltimore, then Ravens, you're playing Chargers, Buffalo already. That's Tennessee. Tough. That is tough.
Those they are got five Green tough Bay. Teams. Those are five playoff teams.
Their next three after the Giants is Green Bay, Las Vegas, and then Dallas.
These are all tough teams. These are tough games they play. Their schedule is tough.
And they still got to see Big Herbert again for the end of the season.
Big Herbert about to light him up again. He ain't playing with him.
He ain't playing with him, no. Good luck.
Did they play Cincinnati this year, the Bengals?
No. Yes. I'm sorry, yeah. Week 17.
Jesus. Jeez.
Cincinnati.
I saw how much points. They world beaters too.
I picked up Burrow. I saw how much points I left on the bench. He had 400 passing yards to start the fourth quarter. Fam, I was like, damn, I better win this week.
Did you win at least? Did you win?
I did. I'm about to say, don't talk to me at this wedding.
We coming back. I'm on a 3-week win streak. You know,
there you go.
Total record's 3-4, but we coming back. Started off slow. Now we're running out the gates.
Just there you go. Just got a rally.
Beat the Pastors, beat the number one team and the number three team in the league. You know, we coming on strong. You know, my boy Rush been doing it. My boy Cooper Kupp been doing it for me. Kamara stepped up for me.
Big Cooper, man.
Ertz had a nice game last week. Picked him up right on time. Good man.
Big Cooper. I don't know what round. It might have been the third. That's just a steal.
The
third.
The best wide receiver in the league is a white man. Who would have ever thought that?
Oh, my. For real. He must have something incriminating on Stafford because, whoo. Try him again. No. I don't get it.
I love it.
I ain't complaining. Hell no.
He leads wide receivers in all stats right now.
I didn't know it was all stats, but it makes
yards,
sense.
Yards, receptions, and touchdowns.
No, he's easily the best receiver right now.
Yeah, this is insane.
It really is.
It's insane.
I was like, that. You know, Stafford, he gonna jolt the offense a bit. I didn't see this. He going,
man.
Bonkers.
I'm not even joking. I remember when I was drafting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like Kupp is always like fantasy, you know, great to have him fantasy. But I was like, I don't know if he's going to have a good rapport with Matthew Stafford as a new quarterback, da da da. And then my partner was like, yo, let's just take him. We should take him anyway, da da da. Kupp will be fine. I'm glad you talked me into it. Because I was a little reluctant. I was like, I don't know what kind of rapport he's going to have with Stafford.
Ahem. He the leader in my ball club. It's his team. We go with Kupp.
He carries the squad. He carries my squad. Like, carries us. Like, don't worry about it, coach. Like, this is like AI on the 76ers when they went to the NBA champion, the NBA finals.
Yeah.
It was him and nobody. It's just Kupp right now. Just going to work.
Oh, gosh.
He put up like 33 points in my league.
I believe the same in mine.
It's insane.
But I guess just pray for Mahomes.
That's what we can do. Ugh, got Julio. It's been trash.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. But another story for another day. he's so bad. Laughing.
I was just looking at his output so far this season because I was just intrigued. Kupp, yeah.
What are you doing?
This prior week, 37. Week before that, 34.
Just... No, listen, we don't ask much.
No, I just count these blessings.
Jeez. Fantasy legend. He might be underpaid.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't. Yeah, what he's done so far, he got 10 more weeks. When I can look back the whole body of work, there's so much more right season now, left. They only added
a game. They say he's on track.
Oh, I forgot.
He's on track to be the first wide receiver to get 2,000 receiving yards ever.
Wow. Yeah, he caught fire right on time with this extra game. He stay healthy and he stay like this?
I need him to do it all.
No, I do too.
I need him to do it all. Just take us right to stand this with you. Who they play this week, speaking of?
I only looked at the Chiefs schedule. I got it.
Oh, they play the Texans. My boy. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but I mean...
If he only got three touchdowns.
I should see some. I was thinking that. I should see some legendary numbers.
Some joystick numbers.
Damn. I picked up the Cardinals defense just because they were playing the Texans last week. I knew.
To work out for you.
You had to. Nothing but dividends.
You know what defense I had last week? The Patriots.
Well, they beautiful. Oh, the against Jets. The Jets. Oh, my God.
It was beautiful.
Zach Wilson must wake up in cold sweats.
and so this week, I picked the Bengals defense because they're playing the Jets again. And yeah. Zach Wilson is out for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Just like,
Who's in there? White?
Matt White.
All right, moving on. Damn.
And Cam Newton can't get a job.
No comment.
I got dudes. Man, whatever. Let it go.
NFL, though, we got Green Bay Cardinals tomorrow. See? I don't need to leave the house. Green Bay Cardinals? This is the best Thursday game on paper in a minute.
I'm a little upset, though, because Devontae Adams is not playing.
You're right. I did see that.
Mm. Yeah. I'm on edge about my fantasy right now because I have Aaron Rodgers as my starting quarterback. And, you know, Devontae Adams is like his only target, basically. His only target. Oh,
I learned in the concussion game.
So,
we don't get him stats.
So, I don't know if I should start Aaron Rodgers or pick up another quarterback.
Depends who's still available in your league, quarterback-wise.
It's bleak.
I was able to get Burrow.
That ain't happening no more. I think the best quarterback was Kirk Cousins, and then someone picked him up today.
Yeah,
we got people in our league that literally have like three quarterbacks on their team, just like hoarding them.
Smart. I get it. It's smart. It is smart. I was just riding with Kyler, but I don't know. I woke up one day like, damn, it could end in an instant.
Any minute. Wow, Joe Burrow in my league. Let's see, he ranks 11th in fantasy quarterbacks. The numbers. All right, young brother. Jeez. Yeah, my best quarterback options are Trevor Lawrence, Jameis Winston, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Goddamn.
Aaron Rodgers, it is. We're going to figure it out.
We're
going to have to just figure this out, big homie.
You're a legend. You're a living legend.
He'll figure it out. I got nothing out. But the utmost faith in him.
You're a living legend.
Jeez. He'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, that's all. I was just, this Chiefs had very concerning, but they got 10 more games. We'll see.
Another 9 more years on that contract. He'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
You have anything else NFL-wise?
No. Our Giants suck.
They did have a good defensive showing this past Sunday, but yeah.
against the Panthers, which the Panthers are Sam Darnold is back to being Sam Darnold again. So
look, if you had told me Sam lit us up, I wouldn't have been shocked either. So I gotta praise him when I can, because we ain't gonna get much more opportunities.
They're 3-4. They lost 4 games in a row now, the Panthers.
Oh.
Cause they started 3-0. I remember everyone was giving him early praise and was like saying on the house because he was playing for the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that guy, apparently. But then today the Panthers came out and said that they're not going to trade for Deshaun Watson. Like, just adamantly said that a week before trade deadline. Like, they're not even going to even try.
Yeah, didn't the Dolphins coach say something like that? Tua's our guy?
No, that's not what he said. He said, that they're tired of negotiating against themselves. Like, because they've said that, like, they've sent multiple, like, trade options to Houston, to the Texans, and just, like, never heard anything back. So, like, all right, cool. Like, if you guys really want to, like, you know, effectuate a trade, like, let us know. Because like, they keep, like, what,
next Tuesday?
Next week's, nah, I don't know, someday next week, yeah. Listen, I don't follow the passion that hard.
Okay.
I can Google it right now if you want me to.
No, it's fine. I saw some sports. I'm pretty sure it's next Tuesday. I'd be surprised if something doesn't happen.
I mean, yeah, because if not, then the Texans is going to keep paying the money for nothing.
Yeah, the only question now is what the league does with his punishment.
Well, actually. Nothing, honestly, it depends on what happens with the judicial
yeah,
system.
No, I caught myself actually. Yeah, that's what, yeah. he might not have anybody available.
Yeah, he got some real problems on his hands.
No, that's the biggest hurdle, yeah.
Yeah,
but then even then, two of them. Goodell, judge, and executioner, he could.
Yeah, but more than likely, like if he.
They might call this a suspension, this current.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. If he settles everything and everything is done, then he'll probably just sit out this entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll just let him rock like they did Antonio Brown, where it's just like, yeah, like the time you sat out was your suspension. Although it was different for Deshaun Watson. He got paid this entire season.
Yeah. I mean, he may have to give something back, but I mean, with everything he's facing, that's a... Yeah.
You're going
to
need it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of settlements, brother.
Yeah, bruh. Oof.
You out there playing for his life.
Man. Yeah. That first one, I was like, damn, them Texans doing him dirty. By number what? 3?
Yeah, number 3, I was like, all right. And the accusations was wild.
Wow.
Was like, he came and like, she didn't even touch him. She was just massaging him. Bam. I was like, first of all, the boy talented. That's one. Two.
Bam.
That some of these things are wild.
Like, I would say, like, I know I don't know these people, but yeah, I really didn't know you. You did not.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've never like paid close attention to like Deshaun Watson like that much, or like watched Texas that much. You know, just watching him like as a football player. But like, some of these stories, I'm like, damn, like you just would never think that like he would do like that stuff.
Yeah, because we don't follow him personally, but from the amount of like sports media we consumption, if he did something, well, obviously prior to this, his name has never come up for anything. He's always just been defended because everybody knew how bad the Texans were, like pretty much wasting his talent. And then this happened. Fam.
Yeah. Jeez. It all happened terrible timing too, because it was like
plus 20, fam. Woo.
Yeah. First he was fighting for his contract. Then he's like, I gotta get traded. Then those bombshells just dropped. I was like, sheesh, boy. Not a good look. I'm intrigued to see how that gets resolved.
That's a lot of victims.
Yeah, praise seriously. That's a lot of... I think he has 23. The cops spoke to 23 victims. But only 22 have filed suit against him. Something like that. Insane. Either way, those are staggering numbers.
Staggering.
That man is crazy.
That is wild.
Yeah. That's wild.
That is. Oof.
It's even wilder that, like, people don't really talk about it anymore.
Nah, yeah, I guess we were just waiting to see what happens.
I guess there haven't been any updates.
And because of, like, it's very, it's just sensitive stuff, and just, it's not.
Yeah, and you don't really want to talk about it until you have, like, definitive facts. That makes sense.
It certainly looks away.
It looks terrible.
And for correct reason why. It's
1,000%. 22? It's like when they smoke, there's fire, but this is just fire. Like,
yeah, this whole house then came down.
Yeah.
Whew. Crazy. Well, we should have some news on them next week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Texans
want to next pod.
Yeah, rip their hands in.
Well, that's it for the passion.
Yeah, and more like, I guess, you know, less consequential news. We could go to the NBA, where it's just, you know, on court, our frustrating Lakers. We watched the game Friday, and all this talent comes together. And I remember before the season, we gonna make them pay. Warriors not even thinking about it. The Suns, we gonna get our get back for the playoffs. We had to leave that bar early on Friday.
Shut the closing tab.
They said, I'm going home. And I didn't look back at that game again. I opened the sports app one time and they were down 20. I'm like, all right, I'm not doing this.
I meant what I said. I said, I'm closing my card out. Like,
this, yeah, I'm not doing this.
It just didn't make any sense what I was seeing. Like, it's like, it's a difference between compute. It's a difference between like having no chemistry and then just playing terrible basketball. Like, the amount of turnovers that they were having, like the lack of effort defensively,
lack of ball movement.
Yeah, their lineups make zero sense. Like, I do not understand why DeAndre Jordan is starting.
And they still do. We've overcome it recently, like this week.
Yeah.
So far, that could end tonight, but they don't make any sense.
But it's been stressful. Every game has been stressful watching them.
I don't know if I've ever seen a player like, this is what it's, I just think about it sometimes. I just sit back and I just reflect like on these Lakers. Russell Westbrook, I don't know a player like him. First ballot Hall of Famer, wasn't even a question if he should be on the top 75 anniversary team. Mm-hmm. But he is like, his flaws are just
glaring.
To the point that he looks so bad. He had the one rockabye baby earlier we knew it wasn't going to be a good night. And we were right about that. We knew this is going to be a few of your points. It's not going to be much more. And then you have nights like last night, where he is an equal, if not slightly more, whatever. Mm-hmm. Him and AD, they're the reasons they won that game last night. Down double digits and easily his best game as a Laker, obviously. But like, he was clearly the reason. That too, though.
The Spurs. But and again, Jakob Poeltl looked like Shaq.
That's why, like, they got.
Yeah, like 27 and 14, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Like, they got OKC tonight. Braun out again. Nothing was surprising. He resting his ankle. I told you, that's what I was saying earlier. I thought he was resting so he could play one of the back-to-backs. No. He's signing off until whenever their next game is. I got to look, but. He said Russ and AD got it. Yeah.
I mean, they should have it.
Their schedule, they should have it. They have, like, I remember they have Portland, like, next on the 6th. But before Portland, they have a very manageable schedule. What they do with it, we'll see. I mean, so far, so good. But, I mean...
All right. So they got OKC. All right.
They do. They next, like, it's like the
they got some winnable games.
They got Portland on the 6th. Well, in between that,
where we at? Yeah, they got OKC next tonight. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Houston. Houston, OKC, and then Portland.
See?
So they played Houston, OKC twice.
And I might be giving Portland too much credit.
Portland don't look that good right now either.
Yeah, it really might be Charlotte, is it? They next up.
Charlotte might be,
It's definitely Miami.
That's a fact. They got blessed with this early season schedule.
But even not, even some hard ones in between. Well, maybe Miami. That's going to clearly be a test, but
Charlotte, Miami is going to be hard. I think Charlotte's going to be hard. Miami's going to be hard. I think Charlotte's going to be hard because they're just young and they like to push the pace.
Yeah.
Which has not benefited an old team.
Yeah.
And then Miami's just going to be hard because they're Miami.
Yeah. They look good.
Minnesota, that shouldn't be hard, but I could see it being hard. It shouldn't be hard. The Bulls are going. Then they got. Okay, these are gonna be hard. They got the Bulls, Milwaukee, Boston. All three of those games are gonna be hard. Then they got a little cakewalk in Detroit, and then they play us at MSG.
Look.
I'm be torn. Not to be
trifled with, bro. I'm not torn. We not to be trifled with.
Listen,
Eastside us not to be trifled with.
Listen, them Knicks looking good. I will go for a little tangent right now.
I'm making a mission to watch all of their games so far.
Me too.
I like the team.
They look so good. I like watching them play.
I do. I like the team.
Oh, my God. We are not to be played with right now. We literally...
That Celtics game, that's early game of the year contender. Man. I mean, to be in that building...
Pulled that out. And we pulled it out.
Man.
We play tomorrow. Oh, that's going to be a good game at the Bulls. I'm definitely watching that game.
Oh, that's the early? Oh, yeah, definitely. It's about time. Give us a good one on the East. That's nice, yeah.
Oh, and then don't forget last night, we smacked the 76ers.
Fam, that was beautiful.
I don't know who we think we are. But I love it.
When Julius Randle really out here balling. When them Brooklyn boys coming? When them Brooklyn boys coming through?
Huh?
Day of the game breaking. Kyrie Irving receiving that same shot.
We'll be reporting to the team tonight.
Available immediately.
Man might put up 50 in the garden.
Nah, you see these players adjusting to that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Crew change.
They struggling.
Your boy James. Mm. Hey, man.
Fashionista.
They got the heat tonight. Look, hey.
They play the heat tonight?
We got some good games that's not on national TV. We getting our money. We getting our money deal on that league pass tonight.
let me look at the schedule tonight. I saw the Lakers was playing. That's already looked at. Hornets Magic pass. Okay. Oh, 7:30. All right. Oh, Bucks Timberwolves should be good. Lakers OKC. I'm gonna skip that. Hawks Kings. Oh, I'm definitely Nets easy watching that game. Let me flip between the Nets and the Heat, and then that Bucks Timberwolves game should be
7:30. Well. I mean, come on. And yeah, your Hornets.
Not much more. I'm definitely watching them at 7 o'clock.
They I know good. You are. Yo, I know you are.
I'm not even gonna lie.
I know.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm definitely gonna watch them. And boy, LaMelo Ball, he looked good.
Nah, I'm gonna give him a watch too.
I've been watching the games like, damn, I wish I was in Charlotte. Because what it is, because the tickets are so cheap and like to go to the game is like so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, you can't go to a Nets game. I mean, you can, yeah. But. How much do you think it's going to be?
What?
When the Nets play the Knicks at MSG? It's going to be so insane.
Oh, my God.
It might be a month of rent.
For a good seat? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. When they come through and Bron and them come through.
Oh,
and you know, it's the one time a year Bron come through now. So you know. Yeah.
Might have to try to catch those Knicks when they come over to Barclays.
That makes sense, actually. Hell yeah. See it on Brooklyn Don.
Yeah. See it on Brooklyn Don.
I haven't watched the game. That vibe in the Garden, I gotta see what the vibe is in Barclays. I haven't really watched the full. No, I'm lying. I watched open, but they're in the Milwaukee. Yeah, I haven't watched them at home like that.
I only watched one game. It's because they were playing the Hornets.
Oh, yeah, lost. Yeah. I was at a wedding. So
yeah, I watched that game.
It wasn't
nothing special. Like, you would honestly think they weren't in, like, the top market in the United States.
Yeah, I don't
know. Honestly, we'll be surprised if, like, I'm not even joking, if the arena was, like, 70% full. I'm not even trying to be funny. And it was surprised because it was, like, a Sunday game at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the prime time to go.
Mm-hmm. I can't even. This doesn't happen to me often. I'm very comfortable just watching the game at home on my TV or something. Yeah. I was jealous of the people that I got to see. Sorry, that Celtics game in person. That looked like so much fun in that arena.
Oh my God.
Overtime, like, how good the team was.
Yeah.
The opposing player going off like that and we won. It was just.
I want to go to a Knicks game. It's just because like the entire environment is just different.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, even like the pregame before the game is different. Like, over there near Barclays, there's like nothing to do.
So, man, like, yeah, if you go on Twitter for these things, yo, we are nuts. Knicks fans are crazy.
Crazy.
In the best way. They are insane.
Yeah, so it's like, I would love to like be at a bar before the game, just hanging out with other Knicks fans, going crazy. Then go to a Knicks game, let it be even crazier in there, and then if we win, go out after again.
Whereas in Barclays, it's just like,
it ain't that same vibe, you know? It's just like, there's nothing to do in downtown Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to look at their schedule again.
Not to go when they play the Timberwolves or something.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's not get it crazy. Orlando.
Oh, shit. OKC coming through. You know I want to see Shea play.
Oh man.
My God, that shit was probably still be $100. Yo, the Knicks are yeah. The Knicks are crazy.
Where my Cleveland game at?
Facts. No, I want to see Jared Allen. Oh my God. What do you think about the Nets so far though? Just like how they look without Kyrie.
I'm surprised because
I
just didn't factor in the rule change. I knew it changed and I figured, you know, it'll impact, since we're talking about the Nets, Harden a little bit. I didn't expect him to be looking like this. So I thought they'd be fine. Like, I could argue they, well, not this version of Harden, but I could argue they got the best duo in the league. So I thought they'd be fine. Damn. Especially going through the East. It's like, I still think they're going to be the number one seed. And if not, they'll be the ones going to the finals. I still believe that with or without Kyrie. But I didn't see this adjustment period coming for them. Like, they barely won that Philly game. If Philly didn't give that up.
Gave it up.
So what's their record now? They're 2-2? Yeah. They're supposed to be in one. Yeah. So. And I do think they're going to lose tonight to the Heat. So. Well, I think it's an adjustment period. I just think they you got to get used to it. Same thing with the Lakers. I jumped out the window with the Lakers. That one was clearly, I should have seen that a bit more clearly. Throwing all these pieces together and then Vogel making it even harder for us with his lineups. But.
I don't know how Bron signed off on that.
Bron must not be getting folks fired anymore because you're going to have a talking to him.
He's gotten softer in his old age. He's a bit more
understanding. He really is. No. You better reach out to Genie directly to talk to Frank.
Why is DeAndre Jordan starting? I cannot get over this.
Westbrook and Rondo on the court at the same time. I'm seeing a lot of perplexing things.
You know what's crazy, though? DeAndre Jordan is 4 out of 4 on the tip-offs, though. On opening tip-off, he's 1 of 4. So I'm like, how is he even doing this? But can't get off the ground and get a rebound.
You see what it's come to?
I gotta look at the small stats. He went in the tip-offs. But now back to the Nets.
Yeah, I gotta take a look at their schedule, but they play mostly Eastern teams, so. And I don't expect this to be going on that long. Like, Harden will be looking like himself soon enough.
I mean, I'm not gonna say that 100%. Like, I'm gonna say, for someone, I think he averaged, what, like 12 free throw attempts last year? 10 through 12, something like that? Mm-hmm. That's 10 to 12 3 points a game.
Yeah.
If you shave that off your average, you know, let's just say shave 7 points off his average. He averaged 32. That's 25. You know, what's he averaging now? He doesn't look that, like, but the thing is also, it looks like because he's not getting the foul calls, he's not willing to drive as much. He looks really, like, passive.
Yeah, that game we saw from him, he looked like just another guy.
Yeah, just passing it. Yeah, you take it, Joe Harris. Like,
it was like, best players on the court is Durant and then Embiid and then, I don't know, Tobias Harris. Oh, no, LaMarcus Aldridge in that Philly game.
Don't forget about L.A. out there. But yeah, it's like if he can't like hold him to the ball and just dribble and then like get those threes off and get foul calls, it looks like he just looks pedestrian out there.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that him and Steve Nash were like automatically complaining about him being the poster boy for, it's like, fam, it's 4 games in. Like, like, relax, you know? Like, just go out there and play. But yeah, man, it's too soon for them to be already, you know, claiming him as the poster child, whatever, for the rule change. But I love the rule change.
I do too.
Because it was getting egregious at a point where it's like the game was slowing down too much. Players were just flailing, weren't even trying to like actually make the jumpers. They were just trying to get the contact. It was annoying. So I'm happy with the change so far and the way they're officiating it.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And they're like, yo, keep playing. Like,
yep.
Those days are over.
You better get back on defense.
Yeah. Just makes for a more entertaining product. Because that was a clear complaint about his game. And I thought rightfully so. His game would get so bogged down and just like foul hunting. That's it. you know, free throws and threes. And it's just like, so I'm glad.
Yep. Just running.
Yeah. But he's right. He's not really driving. It's like, so far he's been specifically like primarily playmaking. It's more like being a facilitator. He's just driving, looking to kick instead of finish, really.
Yeah, you ain't getting paid $37 million a year to facilitate.
Fam. He lucky he got that guy with him.
Yeah.
KD he untrashable. Now. Untrashable.
AD. Looking like a man. he looks insane this season.
I have nothing to say about that man. Nothing negative.
He looks unfazed. All right.
Fam. As long as they got him.
That's the thing that, like, is insane about the Brooklyn Nets also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got, well, once Kyrie eventually comes back, you got three superstars, and y'all not selling out tickets.
It is really, yeah, it is. It really is insane. And their vibes don't come close to that. It's,
and we have no superstars.
No, we got stars and selling, former stars.
Yeah, and selling out nightly.
Yeah, we have a current star and former stars.
Yep. And selling out every night.
We them boys.
Yo, tickets would have been through the roof if Kyrie and KD, and then eventually Harden would have been on the Knicks. Like,
I did think about that watching that game. Like, imagine if they would have actually came. I can't believe now they went to Brooklyn. It's crazy.
It's insane.
How they pass all that up? It is really surprising.
So much. Not even just about, like, you know, the acclaim and all that stuff. Like, so much money.
So much.
Like, and the deal, the value of deals have been so different. You playing for the Knicks versus you playing for the Nets. Like, endorsement deals and all that stuff. And your legacy. Nobody gives a damn about the Brooklyn Nets. Like,
I don't know why we can't have good things. He averaging 31, 10, and 6. Imagine if he was doing that right now for the New York Knicks.
He would easily be MVP front runner. And, like, no one's even talking about MVPs right now, but they would be talking about it all day long.
It's always something.
Listen, but, you know, I don't care about them guys in Brooklyn. Our Knicks gonna handle them. We're looking good.
We're looking good.
Tips finally came into the future. Got us jacking up threes.
Yep.
Do what we gotta do. I do like the way our team plays. I like the way we. They're actually like very entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree.
And like no one player, other than Julius Randle, really like has that like expectation to score a lot. It's like, you know, it's kind of like spread around. And Kemba Walker looks like he's just in his perfect role. Like there's no real expectations of him, but when he scores, everyone just gets so excited.
He's so happy to be back.
Yeah, so it just works out. Yeah, it just works out. And D Rose is balling. Evan Fournier, my guy, he thinks he's still playing for the French national team. Like, he is balling. Now that contract looked like a steal so far.
So far, though.
So far, that's what I said.
You got what? It's only like four 78 games more. Yeah, 78 yeah. more. So this could change next week.
But it looks good so far. RJ Barrett, I haven't really been watching him.
I don't know.
We look good as a unit though. Just don't have any superstars.
That's the one thing we capped. Stephen A keeps saying if Dame leaves, it's only to come here. That's what Stephen A says. What do I know?
Come where?
He said it'd only be to come to the Knicks. That's what Stephen A. sources keep telling him, he says. But Dame hard-headed. He won't force it.
Who will we give up, though?
RJ Barrett. Whatever it takes. Not name Randle.
Ah, I'm not really a fan of that. Because then we're going to leave. We got 3 point guards. Our team gets super small. Him, Kemba, Derrick Rose, Emmanuel Quickly.
One of them would have to be in there, too.
I don't know if we struggle. Who we get at the four to who we get at the three? That our weakness literally is the three position and the backup shooting guard position. After Evan Fournier, we get to like the Alec Burke of the world. After RJ Barrett, there's nobody.
All right, relax, dog. I hear
you. I'm just saying, like, we'll get Dame, but we would just like our two and three position would just be depleted.
All right, tell Portland no then. We good. We got it. Just say that. Don't scream at me. Just say that. We good. Keep them.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just talking these things through out loud. I don't think anything. Just tell them we good. Now, we don't want a top five player. Don't worry about it.
We good. Y'all just giving us that's it? Nothing with them? Nah, we good. I'm just, y'all ain't throwing nothing else in.
Yeah, no, relax. I'm just talking it through. I'm just trying to see who else we're gonna be.
I'm just being delusional, Knicks fan.
Nah, if you know what's gonna happen. You gotta clear it out and then figure it out after the fact.
By the time we get him, he's gonna be averaging like 19 points. You know us.
Yeah, we'll sign him when he's 34 years old. Give him a max. Like, Jesus.
I got a question. If we got Dame now, would it be better than when we got... Is he a better player now than when we got Carmelo? What was that? So 2012 Carmelo? 2011? No, it's 2011 Carmelo, yeah.
Oh.
Right?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Because Melo was in, he was balling. That's what MSG was rocking.
Rocking.
If we get him now, ooh, that's a tough. Actually,
I don't know. I feel I'm kind of leaning Dame, but I feel as the years go by, I, along with other people, are forgetting just how great Carmelo was. I will say that about myself. I do.
How old is Dame?
I want to say 30.
Okay. Oh, he's not that old. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why, but he was like 32.
Oh, if that's the case, then nah. Keep him. Either trade him now or keep him.
Oh, no, he's 31.
He's 31. Oh, God. This hurts to see. He on my short list of favorite players that I want to do well after Braun. I Googled his name just to get his age, and these news stories, they hurt. Dame Lillard is so optimistic Blazers can contend for title.
He's saying what he have to say.
Yeah.
There's no way he look at the roster and thinking that.
Nigga punching the air at home. Oh, damn.
31? Yeah, he got to get out now.
He does. I agree. Let me see. What Melo was.
And also because he has to do so much for that team, mm-hmm. It's just shortening his career. Like, there's only so much like you can be like doing that, like playing all those minutes, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're an undersized guard. It takes a toll on your body.
Nah, it's true. How much longer can you do this?
Yeah.
So he's 31, and we got Carmelo when he was 26. So
then that's the answer right there.
Yeah. And at 26, right, he's averaging 26-6. So
that's the answer right there. At the time, Melo was a top five player in the league.
Yeah, my bad, Melo.
Melo was killing. Yeah. Melo was killing honestly until Phil Jackson came, and then Phil Jackson
highlighted all
the flaws in Melo's game. All of them.
Yeah, seemingly purposely. He ruined his own product. Yeah.
And then literally like 2 years later, Melo was like clearly out of his prime. And then like then that's when we started noticing the ball stop and all that stuff that Phil Jackson talked about before. But
word. We were saying he was getting in Kristaps' way. Wild time.
For many, he's holding Linsanity back.
Oh, gosh. I remember that.
Real wild times. It was in Kristaps way.
Dame averaging 17 points.
Right now?
He's
been struggling too with the
Rule change?
Yeah, the rule change.
Oof. 36% from the field. Fam. Oh no. 8% from three.
Eight?
Oh my, eight.
He's shooting worse than Westbrook.
0.083.
Westbrook was shooting 9% from three. Dad. He can't make this up. The only reason I know that, I was listening to Skip and Shannon today. And
I heard Jenny, that was shocking.
She said no. She said 19. And Skip like no, it's 9. She came back after the commercial break. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It was 9%.
Wow.
9%. Fam, I could do that.
9% is crazy.
And it's still be jacking
nuts.
No, and it's still be shooting them shits with bad confidence. Like,
oh my, yeah, he's attempting 8 a game and shooting 8%. Holy,
that's 8 a game. He think he's Steph. He delusional.
I'm sorry. This is Dame. This is Dame now. My bad. I'm going back.
I think you said that was Russ. I want to say.
Yeah, I don't got the heart to look at
but Russ. Dame, I have faith in. He'll get it back on track. We know he can actually hit those.
Yeah.
Russ.
Yeah. It's going to be a roller coaster all season.
But Russ said, buckle up.
Even knowing that, it's still been hard. Yeah, averaging 17, 8, and 9. I couldn't tell.
He got blessed by the game last night. That's why.
That's a fact. If we had done this podcast yesterday before that game.
Yeah. There was no way. He probably was averaging like 8 points or something like that, or 9 points.
Yeah, that game must have done him wonders. He's shooting 43%, which is but it's fine. And he up to 13% from three. 13%. Let's go. Only up from here. 44% from the free throw line. Fam. Oh, yeah. This team. Between him and Bron and AD, these free throws.
I don't understand how Russell Westbrook and like AD just regressed so poorly from the line. They both were over 80% free throw shooters at one point.
Maybe it's Bron.
Bron a bad influence on him? And then Russ a bad influence on him with the turnovers.
Oh, just... man. Oh, fam. Yeah. Well, man.
They just do photo shoots acting like they practice and they go back and drink wine.
That's all that alleged meeting was when they agreed to play together.
God. Wine and cigars.
That's it. I mean, Bron still got the numbers, though. He 26, he 6, and 26, 6 and 5. 47, 48.
From 3?
And 67 splits, yep.
Ooh.
My God. If he ever plays again, he could help us. If he ever plays again.
You say he out for the season?
Who knows?
Low managing galore.
Look, whatever AD was doing though in the offseason.
Worked for him.
Yeah.
Worked for him.
He was radio silent. I'm glad it paid off.
Yeah, last season was a little scary.
Is he playing tonight?
Who is?
Even with AD, even with knee soreness. I don't know how I feel about that, but. That's another oh my God. Between every time he falls, they can't hit free throws. Russell Westbrook as a whole, this team, man.
Yeah. It's gonna be a journey. I'm not even gonna act like it's not. It's gonna that be rough. Said, and like even like their them. Offensive sets look.
Oh,
I just don't know who calls their plays. If no they know one. Their plays, if they run any plays.
No. My turn to ISO.
Rest of them say my turn. He just get the rebound and everyone know one's getting the ball.
Yep. It's getting under the hoop. Like, I wonder how they felt when he took that, when the game was tied. I think in OT, he took that three.
He took that three? And the one he made?
If you hooked them all up to lie detector test, I wonder how that team felt.
You see how hard Austin Reeves crashed the boards? No faith in that three.
Craziness. 13%. Taken with the utmost confidence.
Was posing.
Are they home in OKC? Is Russ coming home? Way. Are they going to the dog?
Oh yeah, they're at OKC. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I phrased that wrong. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he'll ball out.
Russ might show out.
We hope. Yeah. I hope so. Ugh. Then we'll be 3-2.
It's gonna be one of them seasons. Like 3-10 against teams above 500.
Yep. I can easily see us finishing in the sixth seed. I don't even know why.
Yeah, so much has to go right.
Whenever we play the Nets, I could Christmas, right?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a shellacking. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like that's.
I don't know. I don't with this Harden and if Kyrie. That's the thing.
I will say this. Durant might put a 50 on us, though.
Oh, that's a fact. I don't. Ron, don't get switched on him. Do not.
Yeah.
Just leave him alone. Don't get switched on him. Hey. Yeah, go hide in the corner. Put him on Joe Harris. Put Ron on Joe Harris. Do
we
not.
We don't want that.
We don't give that too. That's for the Kent Bazemores and the Trevor Ariza.
Kent Bazemore.
That's why we bought them here to get sacrificed.
Ja Morant put up like 40 something on Kent Bazemore.
Those are stoppers. Be respectful.
I think Bron's scout reports are outdated.
He's doing them drunk. You can't be doing what you want.
He like, oh shit, Danny Green available? He's still one of the top defenders in our league. No.
He need to hand in his retirement papers for what we saw transpire on Friday night.
Damn. I cut to the game yesterday. He shot out the air ball yesterday against the Knicks.
They must be just, his teammates just, must be trying to be polite right now, but they're going to have that talk.
Damn. No, we watched that game against the Nets when he shot three in a row.
Yeah, you won it. I ain't even been dramatic. I haven't seen the overshot like that. The air ball that goes over? That shit went over not, and out.
You're not even trying. Like, the rebound was so hard. Like
yo. Pray for them.
How you shoot an air ball? Three in a row.
Pray for them. Ain't even hit nothing on Ben. Pray for them.
Yeah, them Sixers fans definitely egged his house that night. Now that's how you shoot.
They'll get Ben back soon.
Has there been an update about that?
Nope.
Oh.
You say you're not in the right place mentally. And that's been that.
And his back hurt.
That is correct. But he cleared the air with his teammates.
All is good now?
All is good. Oh my gosh. NBA, never a dull moment.
He probably was smiling yesterday when they were getting shellacked by the Knicks.
Oh my goodness. Feet kicked up.
Yeah.
Trying to buy this time. I feel you, Ben.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Yep.
I just don't know where he'll get traded.
Right. Yeah. He's gonna have to play there eventually.
Yeah. At least come improve your trade value.
It's looking like his only
option. The best thing that could happen, honestly, is that the Sixers will be struggling right now, and then when he comes back and they just look great.
That's a good point. Yeah. But then in the twist of all twists, it's like, nah, we don't want to trade you anymore.
They get the right package, they'll still trade him. Because you know he don't want to be there.
They said it's a difference hard to maker.
What?
Daryl Morey says, settle in. This could take 4 years. We want him to either play, or if we trade him, we trade him for a difference maker.
There's like 10 difference makers in the league.
Thank you, Jarrell. Thank you very much.
What is he talking about?
There you go.
They want to trade him for a superstar?
That's pretty much.
Ben's not even a superstar.
Thank you. I'm with you.
And they're holding that man hostage. What's a comparable trade? Like a Chris Middleton?
Yeah. At this point, the Bucks hanging up. Bucks hanging up.
Yeah, Middleton, he proved his worth.
Yeah, they probably get hype at Portland calling. They're like, oh, no, of course not Dame. Maybe CJ McCollum. Yeah. They're like, Nick O'Shea, like, don't be silly. Of course not Damian.
I mean, if CJ was a little younger, that would be a good comparable trade. Somewhere, you know, with a little extra pieces with CJ. Mm-hmm.
All would have been right in the world. They had just acquired Harden. We could have avoided this.
Oh, my God. The East would have been so much more competitive.
Simmons would have had his own team. It just been, But here we are.
I just don't know. I'm trying to think of a team they could go to with a, like, all-star caliber player.
None. Because the Sixers want that all-star.
Yeah. On top of my head, I honestly can't think of any.
A difference maker. But it will be interesting if they continue to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to see who becomes tradable. Because December 15th, everybody that signed their deals this year, so I forget. I have to see the names to see if there's any people in there.
Let's see what they schedule. What I'm trying to see the Sixers. See, they're still 2-2 right now.
Yeah, it's so early.
Yeah. I just want to see what their upcoming schedule looks like. They play Detroit. They play Atlanta.
Does everybody have Chicago. Them? I could have sworn I just saw the Nets have them too.
Have who?
Like, coming up, Detroit and Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't know who did the schedule, but that sounds about right. Detroit, Atlanta, Portland, Chicago, Detroit, Chicago, and then our Knicks again. I think we'll get a good feel for who they are by mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be begging Ben to come back.
What's it going to be at that point? So our ankle?
The back still killing them. Back spasms. You got to show with the heat. You can't switch up. When your back hurt. You got to stick with the same. Mm-mm.
You can't call these things. You never know with the back. Mm-mm. You're right.
You know what it was? I was practicing at home, and I overextended my back, and it went up through my shoulder. So now my shoulder. You got to go to all the connected muscles. I overcompensated, so now my shoulder hurt. Oh, oh God. Fool said his back hurt. Clear the air. Everything good now. That's nuts.
And December 15th, what are we in? It's a little under 2 months. Good luck staying out all of them games.
Yeah, it's no way I'm house myself.
There's no way.
And then the Sixers will honestly start finding him again. I would anyway.
Hell yeah, I am. Free Ben.
Anything else?
Free Ben. That's it. Free Ben. That's Clutch Family. Oh, Free man. Ben.
Clutch the mob. The Clutch been looking shaky lately.
We all fallible.
They're looking shaky.
Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. Oh, God.
They went. They came up against the wrong ownership. Yeah.
They got lawsuits. Got Nerlens out here suing them.
Oh yeah. Now they laughed at that. They said we got Zach LaVine. Welcome.
I forgot they signed Zach.
I think around the same time that news came out.
He got a new contract coming up next year too.
I just saw today he got a ligament got torn, I think, in his finger.
And it's he said he's gonna play through it.
I know he is. That bag right there.
Yeah, you got a wise man. Just as long as that finger work enough for you to sign your contract.
Oh, man.
Wise man.
I'm set, man. I think we covered it all.
We did. We definitely did. All right, man. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full-length videos of the episodes on there. Full-length audios available everywhere. Podcasts are available, all the major streaming platforms. Thank you again for the love, the support. Until next time, I'm schooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.